WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, Brooklyn Weston here, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like your to-do list is a mile long, deadlines are breathing down your neck, and your stress levels are reaching new heights? You know that feeling when everything feels chaotic and out of control? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there was an ancient philosophy that could actually help you navigate these modern-day pressures? Today, we're diving into the world of Stoicism, not some dusty old book collecting cobwebs on a shelf, but a powerful toolkit for dealing with stress in today's crazy world. Think of it like this: Stoicism is about finding peace and clarity amidst the chaos. It's about learning to control what we can, accepting what we can't, and focusing on living a life of purpose and virtue. Here are five key takeaways from Stoic philosophy that you can start using right now to manage your stress levels. First up, focus on what's within your control. This is huge. You can't control the news cycle, other people's actions, or traffic jams, But you can control your reactions to them. You can choose how you respond to stressful situations, how you use your time, and how you focus your energy. Instead of getting bogged down by things outside your influence, channel that energy into things you can change. Second, practice mindfulness. Stoics believed in being present in the moment. They understood that dwelling on the past or worrying about the future just adds unnecessary stress. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice your breath, the sensations in your body, and the sights and sounds around you. This can help ground you and bring a sense of calm amidst the storm. Third, reframe your perspective. Stoicism encourages us to see challenges as opportunities for growth. When something stressful happens, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to become stronger or wiser? Instead of viewing setbacks as failures, see them as stepping stones on the path to success. Next up, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but Stoicism reminds us to appreciate the good things in our lives. Take a moment each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for. Your health, your loved ones, your skills, even a sunny day. This simple practice can shift your focus away from negativity and create a more positive mindset. Finally, remember your purpose. Stoics believed in living a life of virtue and service to others. When we connect with our sense of purpose, it gives us direction and meaning, which can help buffer against stress. Think about what truly matters to you, your passions, your values, the impact you want to make on the world. Imagine this. You're rushing to work, traffic is a nightmare, your phone keeps buzzing with emails, and you haven't had your coffee yet. You feel that familiar knot of tension in your chest, that overwhelming feeling of being out of control. But then, you remember these Stoic tools. You take a deep breath, focusing on the present moment. You acknowledge the stressful situation but choose not to let it consume you. You remind yourself that you can't control traffic, but you can control your response. You can choose to stay calm and focused, or you can let stress hijack your day. You decide to listen to a calming playlist, visualize a peaceful scene, and practice gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow from this challenging situation. You arrive at work feeling centered and prepared, ready to tackle the day with resilience and grace. So, my friends, remember, Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions or becoming emotionless robots. It's about developing emotional intelligence and mastering your reactions to life's inevitable ups and downs. Ready to embrace a calmer, more fulfilling life? Then take action. Start practicing mindfulness today. Reframe your perspective on challenges and cultivate gratitude for the good things in your life. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these timeless Stoic tools. Until next time, stay calm, stay resilient, and keep striving for that extraordinary life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.